Shalom aleichem abuisai, shalom from Yerushalayim mirakodesh. Be'ezer Hashem yisborach, we are continuing on to the second part of the seventh and last topic of Parshas Nosoi, the korbonos of the Nesiim in honor of the Chanukas HaMizbeach. Perek Zayin, Posuk Lamed. Ba'yoyim o'revi'i nosi'i livnei Reuven elitzur ben shedeyur, korbonoi karas kesef achas. שלושים ומאור משקולו מזרוק אחד כסף שבעים שקל בשקל הקודש שניהם מלאים סוילס בלולוב השמן למנחו כף אחס עשרו זהוב מלאו כתוירס פר אחד בן בוקור איל אחד כבש אחד בן שנוסוי לאוילו סעיריזים אחד לחטוס ולזבח השלומים, בקור שניים, אלים חמישו עתודים חמישו כבוסים בני שונו חמישו, זה קורבן אליצור בן שדיור.
Let us take a moment to recap what Rashi told us on these korbonos above by the korbon of Nachshon ben Aminodov and al derech ha-remez in the korbon of Nesanel ben Tzuo. Both of them apply to all the korbonos of all the Nesiim equally. On the word Shnehem Meleim Soiles, both the Karas Kesef and the Mizrok Echod Kesef were filled with Soiles, Rashi told us that was meant for a Minchas Nedovo. On the words Kafachas Asaro Zahov, Rashi makes sure we don't make a mistake and think that this ladle weighed 10 coins of gold. No, it was made out of gold, but the weight was of 10 silver coins. Meleo Ketoires, Rashi tells us that there's a chiddush over here that we don't find elsewhere. Number one, that a yochid could be misnadev Ketoires. And number two, that the Ketoires goes on the Mizbeach Hachitzoi. On the words par echod and lechayra also ayil echod and keves echod, Rashi was bothered by a question. If you said par, ayil and keves, obviously it's one. There's no need to say the number one. And Rashi tells us that this Echod is telling us that Miyuchot Shebe'edroi, they picked the best one from the group, the best Par, the best Ail, and the best Keves. On the words, Sir Izim Echod Lechatos, in the Pshat, Rashi told us this is Bimechaper on Kever Atohoim, which is a Tuma Sofik, a Tuma that they have no idea that they became Tomei, because nobody ever knew that there was a grave over there. They need a kapora for that, and that's what this Seir Chatos is coming to be mechaper. And then, al derech ha-remez, Rashi tells us that Karas Kesef is gematrio 930, Kiminyan, the years of Odom HaRishon. How much did this Karas Kesef weigh? Shloshim u'meo mishkolo, 130. That's keneged, Odom HaRishon lived 130 years before he gave birth to the continuation of humanity, and that was Sheis. Mizrok Echod Kesef was Begematrio 520. Split it into 500, and the 20 stands separately. 500 is Keneged the years that Noach lived before he gave birth to his three children. And then the 20 is because 20 years before he hit 500, when he was 480, that's when Hashem made a gzeiro that the Mabul will be in another 120 years. And Rashi pointed out, that's why by Karas Kesef, the word Achas appears afterwards, because that's not part of the gematria of Karas Kesef, which was 930. Masha'enkein, by Mizrok Echod Kesef, the Echod is part of the gematria of 520, and that's why the word Echod was stuck in the middle between the words Mizrok and Kesef. On the words Shivim Shekel, Rashi tells us that's Keneged the 70 Umois that came from the descendants of Noach. Kaf Achas, the word literally means a ladle, but Rashi darshins Kaf Miloshin palm, a hand. That is the Torah that was given to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Asoro Zohov, Keneged Aseres Adibrois. Meleo Ketoires, Rashi tells us that Ketoires is Begematrio Taryag, 613. But that only works out if you switch the Kuf for a Dalid with the Cheshbon of At Bash Gardak, the first and last letter of the Aleph Beis, are interchangeable. On the Posuk Parechod, Ayil Echod, Keves Echod, Rashi tells us it's Keneged the Gimel Ovois,
Par keneged Avrom, it says Vayikach ben Bokor. Ail keneged Yitzchok, that's what Avrom took instead of Yitzchok by the Akedas Yitzchok. And the Keves Echod keneged Yaakov, the Ksovim Hifri Yaakov, the sheep that he watched when he got them as payment from Lavan. Siris Echod lechatos. Here Rashi tells us it's mechaper for something else than the pshat. In the pshat, Rashi told us it's mechaper al tumas atohim, tumas sofik. And in the remez, in the drash, Rashi tells us it's be mechaper for the mechiras Yosef, that the shvotim shechted the seir izim and they dunk the ksoinus of Yosef in its blood to trick Yaakov that he was torn up by a wild animal. Ulezevach hashlomim bokor shnayim. Two bulls for Ashlomim, that's Keneged Moshe ve'Aaron, that they brought peace between Am Yisrael and Hashem when Am Yisrael did Chatoim in the Midbar. Elim, Atudim, and Kvosim, three types of animals for the Korban Shlomim. Rashi gives us two Remozim. Number one, Keneged Kohanim, Levim, ve'Yisraelim, and number two, Keneged Toiro, Nevim, and Ksuvim. Each one of these three types, Elim, Atudim, and Kvosim, were five each. Rashi tells us two Remozim for that. Number one, Keneged Chamisha Chumoshim, the five Chumoshim of the Torah, Bereshi Shmois Vayikra Bamidvar Dvorim, and Remez number two, Keneged the five Dibrois that were on each Luach of the Shtei Luchos HaBris. Adkan, the recap of the Pshat and the Drash of Rashi in these Psukim, and let us try as much as possible, as we're learning the next, all the korbanos of the Nesim, to think of that. Posuk lamedvav, bayoyim ha-chamishi, nosi livnei shim'oin, shelumi el ben suri shadoi korbanoi, karas kesef achas, shelo ishim umeo, mishkolo mizrok echod kesef, shiv'im shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh, shneihem meleim, Soiled belulov Hashemen lemincho kafachas asarozahov meleo ketoires parechod ben bokor ailechod kevesachod ben shnosoi leoilo seirizim echod lechatos ulezevach shalomim bokor shenayim elim chamisho atudim chamisho kvosim bnei shano chamisho ze korban shalomi el ben suri shadoi Bayoim ha-shishi nosi livnei God el Yosef ben Deuel korbonoi karas kesef achas shelo ishim umeo mishkolo mizrok echod kesef shivim shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh shneihem meleim soiled belulov ha-shemen lemincho kaf achas asro zahov meleo ketoires parechod ben bokor Ailechod, Kevesachod, Ben Shinosoi, Loilo, Seirizim Echod, Lechatos, Ulezevach, Shalomim, Bokor Shenayim, Elim Chamisho, Atudim Chamisho, Kevosim, Ben Eishono, Chamisho, Ze Korban, El Yosef, Ben Deuel, Bayoim, Hashivii, Nosi, Livnefroim, Elishamo, Ben Amihud, Korbonoi, Karas, Kesef, Achas, Shaloishim, Umeo, Mishkolo, Mizrok Echod, Kesef, Shiv'im shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh, shneihem meleim. Soiled belulov ha-shemen lemincho, kaf achas asro zahov meleo ketoires parechod ben bokor. Ailechod kevesechod ben shenosoi leoilo, seirizim echod lechatos ulezevach ha-shalomim. Bokor shenayim. Elim chamisho atudim chamisho kevosim b'nei shono chamisho ze korban elishamo ben amihud bayoim hashemini nosi livnei menashe gamli el ben pelotzur korbonoi karas kesef achas shelo ishim umeo mishkolo mizrok echod kesef shivim shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh shneihem meleim soiled belulov ha-shemen lemincho kaf achas asro zahov meleo ketoires Parechod ben bokor, ailechod kevesachod ben shenosoi leoilo, seirizim echod lechatos ulezevach ha-shalomim, bokor shenayim, elim chamisho atudim chamisho kevosim bnei shono chamisho, ze korban gamli el ben pedotzur, bayoim ha-tishi'i nosi livnei shvinyomin avidon ben gid oini, korbonoi karas kesef achas, שלושים ומאו משקולו מזרוק אחד כסף שבעים שקל בשקל הקודש שניהם מלאים סוילת בלולב השמן למנחו כף אחס עשרו זהוב מלאו כתוירס פר אחד בן בוקור איל אחד כבש אחד בן שנשוי לאוילו סיריזים אחד לחטוס ולזבח השלומים בוקור שניים אלים חמישו עתודים חמישו כבשים בני שונו חמישו זה קורבן אבידון בן גיד עויני ביום העשירי נוסי לבני דון אחי עזר בן עמישדוי קורבנוי קרס כסף אחס שלושים ומאו משקולו מזרוק אחד כסף שבעים שקל בשקל הקודש שניהם מלאים סוילת בלולב השמן למנחו כף אחס עשרו זהוב מלאו כתוירס פר אחד בן בוקור איל אחד כבש אחד בן שנשוי לאוילו סיריזים אחד לחטוס ולזבח השלומים בוקור שניים אלים חמישו עתודים חמישו כבשים בני שונו חמישו זה קורבן אחי עזר בן עמישדוי ביום השתי עשור יום נוסי לבני אשר פג איאל בן אחרון. The word ashti asor means 11. On the 11th day was the nosi of Osher, Pag-i-el ben Ochron. Korbonoi karas kesef achas, shloishim umeo, mishkolo mizrok echod kesef, shivim shekel beshekel hakoidesh, shneihem meleim. Soilet belulav ha-shemen lemincho, kaf achas, asero zahov, meleo kituires, parechod ben bokor. איל אחד כבש אחד בן שנשוי לאוילו סיריזים אחד לחטוס ולזבח השלומים בוקור שניים אלים חמישו עתודים חמישו כבשים בני שונו חמישו זה קורבן פג איאל בן אחרון ביום שנים עשור יום נוסי לבני נפתולי אחירה בן עינון קורבנוי קרס כסף אחס שלושים ומאו משקולו מזרוק אחד כסף שבעים שקל בשקל הקודש שניהם מלאים סוילת בלולב השמן למנחו כף אחס עשרו זהוב מלאו כתוירס פר אחד בן בוקור איל אחד כבש אחד בן שנשוי לאוילו סיריזים אחד לחטוס ולזבח השלומים בוקור שניים אלים חמישו עתודים חמישו כבשים בני שונו חמישו זה קורבן אחירה בן עינון. זוי חנוכה המזבח ביום הימושך עיסוי מאיס נשיאי ישראל כארויס כסף שתים עשרי מזריקי כסף שני מסור כפוי זהוב שתים עשרי. And this is the summary, the sum total of what the Nesim gave in honor of the inauguration of the Mizbeach on the very same day that Moshe Rabbeinu anointed it with the Shemen HaMishcha, a sum total of 12 silver bowls, 12 silver mizrokim, and 12 gold ladles. Says Rashi, "Bayoim himoshach oisoi, boy bayoim shenimshach." Hikriv, on the very same day that the Mizbeach was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, namely on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the very same day, Nachshon ben Aminodov brought the first korban. Umani mekayim acharei himoshach. Frek Rashi, later on in Posuk Peiches, it says that the korbanos were brought, Zoyis Chanukas HaMizbeach acharei himoshach oisoi. Sounds like it was not done on the same day. Says Rashi, that's not what it means over there. Rather, it means shenimshach tchilo ve'achar kach hikriv. First Moshe Rabbeinu anointed it, and only afterwards did Nachshon ben Aminodov bring the korbanos. But it was done on the same day, as our pasuk says, zois chanukas hamizbeach beyoyim himoshach oisoi. Frek Rashi, maybe not. Maybe the pshat is oi acharei moshach of pasuk peiches means la'achar zman, after a while, a day or two later. And what do I do with our pasuk? Biyoyim himoshach oisoi. It doesn't necessarily mean on the very same day that they did the meshicha, that they bring the korbanos. Rather, you could say a different shot. That Moshe Rabbeinu anointed it by day as opposed to by night. And for Rashi, if that's what our pasuk is teaching us, we don't need that.
Because Kishehu Oimer in Parshas Tzav, when Moshe Rabbeinu anointed Aaron Ubonov, it says Beyoim Moshchoi Oisam, that the anointment was done by day. Says Rashi, if the anointment of Aaron Ubonov was done by day, it makes sense, it follows, Lamadnu Shenim Shach Bayoim. It makes sense that the Mizbeach was also anointed by day. So I don't need our pasuk to tell me that that was done by day as opposed to night. And therefore, back to the original pshat. Umat Talmud Loimar b'yoyim himoshach o'isoy of our pasuk must be b'yoyim shenimshach hikriv, to tell us that on the very same day that Moshe Rabbeinu anointed it with the Shemen HaMishcha, right away on the very same day, Nachshon ben Aminadov brought the first korban. Ka'aroyz kesef shteimesrei. Rashi is bothered by a question. Why does the pasuk have to make the cheshbon for me? I know that each nosi brought karas kesef and mizro kesef and kaf zohov. You add 1 plus 1 plus 1 till 12, you'll get the number 12. Why does the pasuk have to make do the math for me? Emvat Rashi, heim heim sheisnadvu v'lo ira boim psu. Every nosi brought his gift on his day, and at the end of all the 12 days, all of them were intact. Nothing happened to any of them. We ended up with a sum total of 12 of each items. They didn't break and they didn't get ruined. Nothing happened to them. They didn't become tomei. Posuk pehei shloshim umeo hakoro achas kesef v'shivim hamizrok ho'echod koil kesef hakelim alpaim v'arbami ois b'shekel hakodesh. And now the weight of the silver that was brought in. Each karas kesef was 130 shekel. Each mizro kesef was 70. That means every nosi brought a sum total of 200 shekel kesef. Add that all together, times 12. The sum amount of the silver of the kelim was 2,400 with the shekel hakodesh type of weight. Once again, Rashi is bothered by it. I could do the math on my own. I'll end up with 2,400. Why does the Torah have to do it for me? Emvat Rashi, Shloishimu meyo akoro achas, ma Talmud loima, what's the chiddush? Emvat Rashi lefi shenema, Shloishimu meyo mishkolo. Above, it said by the Karas Kesef, it weighed 130. But it didn't say which type of shekel. May the Mizrok Echod Kesef, it says, b'shekel HaKodesh. But by the 130 shekel of the Karo, it doesn't say be'ezu shekel. Including the kesef of the karas kesef. Another chiddush of our posuk, koil kesef hakelim, limedcho shoyu klei hamikdash mechuvonim mimishkolo. The kelim in the mikdash were exact. The measurement, the weight, was exact. How so? Shoklan echod echod, each one weighed 130 and 70, and then when you put them all together, it was exactly times 12. So the measurements, when we say 130 and 70, it was exactly, so much so that altogether it will be exactly 2,400 shekels. Posuk peivav kapoy zahov shteim esrei meloyis ketoyres asoro asoro akaf b'shekel hakodesh kol zahav kapoyis esrim umeo. There were 12 gold ladles filled with ketoyres, and each one weighed 10 shekel kesef, a silver coin. A sum total of all the gold of the ladles was 120 shekel. Once again, Rashi is bothered by it. Why is the pasuk doing the math for me? What's the chiddush of this pasuk? Says Rashi, Kapoy zov 12. Lomo nemar. Emvat Rashi, lefi shenemar ba'ich nosi kaf achas asoro zahov. And from that pasuk alone, it's unclear. Is the kaf made out of zov and it weighs 10 shikle kesef? Or is the kaf made out of silver and it weighs 10 coins of Zohov? That's what our pasuk is coming to tell you. Kapoiz Zohov shteimesrei. That he shall Zohov, it's made out of gold. Umishkolo asoro shkolim shel kesef. That is the chiddush of our pasuk, to clarify what kaf achas asoro Zohov means. Fragt Rashi, maybe not. Oy einu elo kaf acha shel kesef umishkolo asor shikle zov. Maybe it means the kaf was made out of silver and it weighed 10 shkolim of gold coins. And we know v'shikle zov ein mishkolom shovel shel kesef. Gold and silver do not have the same weight. The kaf was made out of gold, and the weight was the weight of silver. I'm still bothered by why indeed did the Torah above say a confusing lashon of kaf achas asor zohov, and then I need our posuk to explain it. Why couldn't the posuk above speak clearly and say kaf zohov achas asor shekel? Any idea? Posuk peizayin kol abokor loilo shnei mosor porim elim shnei mosor kevosim bnei shono shnei mosor umin chosom useireizim shnei mosor lechatos. Here too, the posuk is summarizing the sum total of the korbanos that the Nesim brought. How many bulls were there loilo? 12. There were 12 rams and 12 sheep within their first year of life. Uminchosom. This is the mincha, the soilest, that filled up the karois kesef and the mizrekei kesef. Above Rashi told us it's a minchas nedovo, which is true. And over here the posuk is attributing it, it's connected to the oilois. It sounds like it's some type of minchas nesochim. The posuk says, uminchosom. It's the oilos mincha, which we were not told above. Another chiddush in this pasuk. And 12 goats for a chatos. Here Rashi doesn't bother to tell us what is the chiddush of this pasuk. Why can I do the math on my own? One could say that the same teretz he gave above, by Karois Kesef 12, that heim sheishtnadvu v'l'irabohem sul applies in this pasuk also. But it's a bit schwer to say that, because above, the kalim lasted until the end, all 12 days. And the pasuk is telling you, all the kalim were intact. Nothing happened to them. But over here, we didn't end up at the end of the day, at the end of 12 days, with all these animals. Every day, each nasi brought his korbanos. They're no longer here. So l'chayra, that teretz of lo'ira b'em psul would not work over here, which leaves us with a question, why indeed does the Torah have to do the math for us? We could do it on our own. Posuk peiches. Vechol mekar zevach ha-shalomim 24 porim elim 60 atudim 60 kevosim b'nei shono 60 zois chanukas ha-mizbeach acharei himoshach oisoi. And how many animals were bought for shlomim? So there were 24 bulls, 60 rams, 60 grown-up male goats, that's atudim, and 60 sheep within their first year. These were the korbanos that the Nesim brought to inaugurate the Mizbeach, and they brought it after the Moshe Rabbeinu anointed it with the Shemen HaMishcha, as Rashi pointed out above. It was on the very same day. But the order was first the Mashicha, and then the korbanos. Posuk peites uvevoi Moshe el oihel moed ledaber itoi vayishma es hakol midaber elov ala kapuires asher ala roinoidus mibein shnei akruvim vaydaber elov. And now that the Mishkan was inaugurated, everything is in its place. Up until now, Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, or in Moshe Rabbeinu's tent, what in Parshas Kisisa was called Oyel Moyet. But now there's a new place where Hashem speaks to Moshe. Hashem speaks to Moshe from within the Oyel Moyet, within the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu comes into the Oyel Moyet, into the Mishkan, to speak to Hashem, and for Hashem to speak to him and teach him the Torah that he's meant to teach Am Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu would hear Hashem's voice speaking to himself, and Moshe Rabbeinu would listen in. That's what this word midaber elov means. He's speaking to himself, and Moshe Rabbeinu is listening in. Where did the voice come from? Me'al ha-kapoyres, on top of the cover of the Oroin, which was on top of Aroino Edus. Exactly from where? Mibein shnei akruvim, from within, between the two kruvim. And from there, vayedaber elov, Hashem spoke to Moshe. Says Rashi, Uvavoy Moshe. We know that there's a concept, one of the Yud Gimel Midois, Shatuyron in the Reshes Boy. Shnei Ksuvim, Hamakrishim Ze Ze, Boshlishi Vichriya Beinayim. If you have two psukim that seem to contradict each other, there will be a third pasuk that will answer the stira. For example, by us, Kosuvecha Doimer, at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, it says, Vayidaber Hashem Eilov Mei Oyel Moyed. Where did Hashem's voice appear from? From the Oyel Moyed. Where is that? V'uchutz laparoiches. That's outside the paroiches, outside the Kodesh HaKadosh. On the other hand, V'kosuvecha Doimer in Parshas Truma, V'dibarti Itecho Me'al HaKapoiches. Hashem will speak to Moshe from on top of the Kapoiches. So where does Hashem's voice come from? From the Oyel Moyed or from the Kapoiches? And what Rashi, Boze v'chriya b'neim, our pasuk will answer the stira. Moshe boel Oyel Moyed, v'shom, Moshe came to Oyel Moyed, and when he's there, v'shom shemeya sakoy labo me'al ha-kapoiches mibein shnei ha-kruvim. The voice of Hashem comes from on top of the Kapoiches between the two Kruvim. How does it get there? Hakol yotze min ha-shamayim lebein shnei ha-kruvim. And from there, umishom yotze l'oyel moyed, and that's where Moshe Rabbeinu hears the Koil Hashem. So both are true. It originates in Me'al HaKapoiches Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, and then it goes to the Oyel Moyed. Vayishma es hakol, the voice. What is the Hey Hayadiyah doing there? The known one. Yochel kol nomuch. You may think that Hashem spoke to Moshe quietly. No one else has to hear it, only Moshe. Talmud loymar es hakol, the voice. What is that referring to? Hu hakol shenidbar imo b'Sinai. That was Hashem's voice that spoke to Moshe in Sinai. And that was a mighty powerful voice, a loud voice. If it's so powerful, you may have thought that people outside the Oyel Moed could also hear it. No. Miraculously, ukshemagia la Pesach, when it got to the entrance of Oyel Moed, hoyonifsak, the voice stopped. It did not leave the oil. Nobody outside could hear it, even though it was a loud voice. Midaber Elov. It doesn't say midaber Elov with a shvo, rather midaber with a chirik, which means k'moy misdaber. So to speak, Hashem is talking to himself, and Moshe is listening in. Why did it say it that way? K'voido shel malo loy markein. That's derech kovoy to talk about this way to Hashem. Midaber beinu lebein atzmoi u'moshe shomea me'elov. Because if it would say midaber elov, it equates kavayochel Moshe with Hashem, which is a lack of kovod, as if Hashem is speaking to an equal, speaking to Moshe. Therefore it says midaber elov, he's speaking to himself, and Moshe is listening in. Vaidaber elov lemaet es aroin min adibrois. Rashi over here is saying, in shorthand, in the short version, what he spoke about at length at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. And over there Rashi tells us that there are 12 places in the Torah, 13 places in the Torah, where it says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon. One could mistakenly translate that pasuk to mean that in those 13 places, Hashem spoke to Moshe and to Aharon together. And on that, there are 13 mi'utim throughout the Torah that says no, Hashem spoke to Moshe only. In all those psukim, Vaidaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon, what they mean is, Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell over to Aharon. There are 13 such mi'utim. Three of them are in our pasuk. And Rashi at the beginning of Vayikra quoted all three. Ledaber itoy, to Moshe only. Midaber elov, to Moshe only. And Vayidaber Eilov to Moshe only. Over here in our pasuk, Rashi only quotes the last one. Vayidaber Eilov is lemayet es Aharon minat dibrois, to exclude Aharon, that Hashem did not speak to Aharon, although 13 times it does seem that Hashem did speak to Aharon. Nevertheless, that's not the pshat. Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell Aharon. Ad kan parshas Nosoi, and let us recap the 7 topics that we learned. Topic number 1, which really began at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, the second counting of the Levim, those eligible to do the Avodah of the Mishkan from 30 till 50, and continues in our Parsha with the commandment to count the Bnei Gershon and the Bnei Merori, and the numbers of Kehos, Gershon, and Merori. That takes us the first 2 Aliyos, until the end of Perek Dalet. Topic number 2 and 3, that's the Aliyah of Shlishi. Topic number 2 is Shiluach Tmeim from the Machane. And topic number 3, Gezel Ager. Topic number 4 starts at Revi in Perek Hei Posuk Yud Aleph, the topic of Soito, followed by the 5th topic of Nozir, the beginning of Perek Vov, followed by the 6th topic of Birkas Koyanim, right before Chamishi, ending off with the 7th and last topic, the Korbonos of the Nesim on the Chanukah Samizbeach. Beginning of Perek Zayin covers the whole Perek Zayin, and that covers the last 3 Aliyos of Chamishi, Shishi, and Shvi. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.